जय राधे माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवरदारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवरदारी यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन 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 जमुना तीरा वनचारी जमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधे माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधे माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधे माधव कुंज बिहारी
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य स्तोत्र स्तोत्र सतशिशि ऐसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य स्तोत्र स्तोत्र सतशिशि भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद की ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड गौरंगा ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यम् नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासां ततो जायमुदीरहे नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैस्तिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। Hare Krishna. We are taking the shloka from Canto 1, Chapter 1, Text number 5. Taekadatu munaya Pratarhuta hutagnaya Satkritam sutamasina Paprachuridamadarat Taya ekadatu munaya Pratarhuta hutagnaya Satkritam sa sutamasina paprachachuridamadarat taekadatu munaya pratarhutahutagnaya satkritam sutamasina paprachuridamadarat. Paprachuridamadarat. Matajis. Taekadatu munaya Taekadatu munaya Satkritam sutamasina Te, the sages, ekada, one day, two, but, munaya, sages, prata, morning, huta, burning, huta agnaya, the sacrificial fire, satkritam, due respects, sutam, Sri Suta Goswami, Ashinam, seated on, paprachuta, made inquiry, idam, on this, as follows, adarat, with due regards. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. One day, after finishing their morning duties by burning a sacrificial fire and offering a seat of is to esteem to Srila Suta Goswami. The great sages made inquiries with great respect about the following matters. Please repeat. One day, after finishing their morning duties, by burning a sacrificial fire and offering a seat of the esteem to Srila Suta Goswami, the great sages made inquiries with great respect about the following matters. Purport. The morning is the best time to hold spiritual services. The great sages offer the speaker of the Bhagavatam an elevated seat of respect called the Vyasasana or the seat of Sri Vyasadeva. Srila Vyasadeva is the original spiritual preceptor for all men, and all other preceptors are considered to be his representatives. A representative is one who can exactly present the viewpoint of Sri Vyasadeva. Sri Vyasadeva impregnated the message of Bhagavatam unto Srila Sukadeva Goswami, and Sri Suta Goswami heard it from him, Sri Sukadeva Goswami. All bona fide representatives of Sri Vyasadeva in the chain of disciplic succession are to be understood to the they are to be Goswamis. These Goswamis restrain all their senses and they stick to the path made by the previous acharyas. The Goswamis do not deliver lecture on the Bhagavatam capriciously. Rather, they execute their services most carefully, following their predecessors who delivered the spiritual message unbroken to them. Those who listen to Bhagavatam may put questions to the speaker in order to elicit the clear meaning, but this should not be done in a challenging spirit. One must submit questions with a great regard for the speaker and the subject matter. This is also a way of recommended in the Bhagavad Gita. One must learn the transcendental subject by submissive oral reception from the right sources. Therefore, these sages address to the speaker, Suta Goswami, with great respect.
Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militamena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavam Cha Sri Rupam Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitam Cha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vescha Kripa Sindhu Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo
వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శివాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ. ఐ నీడ్ ద బ్లెస్సింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ వైష్ణవస్ సో దట్ ఐ కుడ్ ట్రై టు ఓపెన్ సంథింగ్ అబౌట్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం టుడే శ్లోక. యాక్చువల్లీ హరే కృష్ణ, ఇన్ దిస్ స్పెషలీ హియర్ ద క్లాస్ is going on in Naimisharanya. I think we have attended that Naimisharanya once. Prabhuji, I think you are also were there. Nice place and highly exalted place. In this particular sloka, it is said, the morning time for devotional service, Brahma Murta, that is the wonderful time for spiritual service. Otherwise, you know, acharyas have, even rishis have designed, this is the best time, 1.5 hours before the sunrise. So, that is the tapasya. A person have to develop in spiritual life, he have to wake up early. That's the tapasya we have to do, first tapasya, getting up at Brahma Murta. So, you know what happens, it even Srila Prabhupada's, who has given everything for our ISKCON, that Mangal Arati, after that chanting the holy name, then Srimad Bhagavatam, kept us very busy. Plus, it is a mode of goodness. After morning, once we cross that, even chanting won't be that, in the intense type, you know. Rajogun, Tamogun starts after that. Some other way we are pulling it. That's the best time is Brahma Murta. That is given over here. All the pleasure. And second thing, the speaker of Bhagavatam, he should be respected very nicely, where we could see here. Suta Goswami is respected very nicely, everyone. And it was given by Srila Vyasadeva, Vyasadeva to Sukadeva Goswami, Sukadeva Goswami to Suta Goswami. It is parampara. As it is, people have to give this. And we have to respect them very nicely. You know, in schools and all, when we go to the schools, colleges, if we respect that teacher or professor, if whatever he speaks, it will enter our heart. Otherwise, you know, carelessly we are just sitting means we cannot attain anything. No absorption. Just time pass, you know. So this Bhagavatam, first thing is that you have to give full respect to that person, is person Bhagavat. And plus, and Grantha Bhagavat, both, something very, very great. That's why Prabhupada always insists, Bhagavatam, you have to be very, very careful. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Nasta Prayishu Abhadreshu, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. That is a purifying process. Because lots of anarthas, lots of sinful things are, this is a purifying process. So here, Shravanam, Bhagavatam. And even the process which is in the morning, it is designed in such a way, all Navida bhaktis are covering. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnusparanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Shakyam, Padasevanam, Atma Nivedanam, everything. It is touching everything. Very, 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 very wonderful design it is. Vyasasana, you have to give higher respect than that. And plus, the main thing is, Whoever we are hearing, they are called Goswamis. Goswami is the master of the senses. They are not Godas. They are controlled all their senses, Goswamis. And Goswami consciousness, that's why Srila Prabhupada used to say that I am going to, already prepared some of the temple at Vrindavan. You know why the main reason? Whoever comes to there, whoever proceed their spiritual life, I am sure some people will become Goswamis there, my disciples. Because that consciousness is there. They will learn with that. That place is like that. Krishna conscious place. They will try to become Goswamis. Fully controlled. There is no sense gratification. There is no Godas. It's a Goswamis. They were very, very perfectly situated. And ultimately, that was the desire of Srila Prabhupada. He said while he was opening our temple, Vrindavan temple. Actually, when Srila Prabhupada was meeting with his Guru Maharaj, it was in 1922, Ulta Danga Road, Calcutta. And one person, his name is Narendra Mulik, the famous, you should remember. He was asking, please come, there is a sadhu there. And Prabhupada was a leader that time. He said, no, I don't believe all these sadhus nowadays. No, this sadhu is not like that, you please come. So that Narendra Mulik, he takes him to the Ultadanga Road. There is a terrace, they go over there to that building. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was just sitting. And these people just, as an etiquette of Vaishnavas, they gave dandavat. Before getting up, both of them, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, you are the well-educated young boys. You take this gospel of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this Krishna conscious, go and preach in English language. In the Western countries. So, Prabhupada was a leader. Abhay Baba. So, he said, how can we go? It was 1922. Prabhupada was in Gandhi movement. How can we go? We are slaves, gulams. And who will listen us, Swamiji? We wanted independence. So, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur very beautifully said, you wanted the independence of body or the soul? Then Prabhupada was just thinking, whatsoever the material arrangement and opulence, whatever the development is there, it is nothing to do with the spiritual advancement. Whoever takes birth in Bharat Bhumi, their job is that just to take this opulent Krishna conscious, we have the treasure here, take it, and give it to the Western countries. That way you can please the Lord. Your main job is to pleasing Lord. That Indians can do that. You have to uplift all the people, all over the living entities. So, Prabhupada was just thinking. We were all thinking that is our India. We should get, independence. Karnataka Sangha, Maharashtra Sangha. Brahman Sangha, so many Sanghas, we have got their Vishya circle. Whereas, this time, first time, go to the full universe. They are the children of God. Give them. He said, first time I saw a person who is worried about all the living entities. Then he just thought in his mind, I always defeated most of the people. I never defeated anywhere. Today I was defeated by my Guru Maharaj. But then he thought, he got a very broad heart, and I consider him, even though I defeated, I consider him as my spiritual master. Prabhupada exception. Because this is the truth, what comes from scripture, Vedic scripture. The truth is going to purify. It will remove all the ignorance. That is always Prabhupada used to say. Truth will take out all the ignorance. And then, what happens? Prabhupada, after 1922, For 10 years he never met his spiritual master. But after that he opened a pharmaceutical shop at Allahabad. That time he could meet so many Gaudiya Vaishnavas, and they used to come. Prabhupada used to meet them very happily. And he used to do kirtan, vidanga, playing, everything. But that time they said, Prabhuji, Abhay Babu, we are going to Brajamandal Parikram. Are you going to come? So Prabhupada said, I am having a business. I am a householder. But I will see that 1 month it is there. I will try to come in the last 2-3 days. I will come. So Prabhupada was, he has gone there. Well, 3 days was there. That time the Brajamandal Parikram was there in Koshi. That the place very important for Krishna. Covered, they used to hurdle cows and all, Koshi. So, when this person, because they were on the mood of jolly mood, you know, after the yatra gets over, how we get a mood like that, they were all in jolly mood. That time there was an announcement. He said, today Maharaj Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's class is there and people can go for Kshirodakshaya Vishnu to see, and so many places they can go. And tomorrow our Guru Maharaj will go to Calcutta, and from there he'll go to other places. So that time Prabhupada just thought, I have not heard my spiritual master. I have nothing to do to visiting any places. Let me sit here. He sat there and said that continuously he was hearing. He said, so many things I was not understanding. He was just going above. But I thought, I have not got association by my spiritual master. Let me sit here. He was sitting 2 hours, 3 hours, four and a half hours. Class was going on continuously. He was sitting. And so many sannyasis, they left. Very few were there. After sitting even 4 to 5 hours there, then Prabhupada just thought of going back. Then he came to Allahabad. That time he said, I am interested to take initiation. Am I eligible? Prabhupada was asking. Abhay Babu was asking. So that manager, he said, yes, yes. Abhay Babu, you'll definitely get, because I will add your name. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had come there. This time they gave the list and they called all the people. So that one list, when he was reading, said, Abhaya Charanara in the day. Then the Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was looking at him. And he said, yes, yes, I know him. I saw him. He is a good listener. He is eligible. The person who is a good listener is the eligibility to progress in spiritual life. This was his qualification. And he got both the initiation, Vaishnava initiation, Harinama, as well as Brahman initiation. This was what Prabhupada could do. This is the thing. He's a good listener. So this is one thing we have to understand. Even when Suta Goswami is giving a class, all the sages, they are the good listeners. Then they can achieve it. So in the age of Kali, most important thing, age of Kali, the problem is that people cannot hear anything because it is a person cannot be steady. Even after so many years, we are starting chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Our mind is world tour. It goes to world tour. After so many years, then you are pulling it back. So the Kali Yuga is such a horrible stage. And we ourselves can understand. It is not that easy. A person who is always taken shelter, and he will do it. What is the remedy? For best chanting, you have to chant the holy name only. And total purification. You have to get the total purification. When I was in school, we had a beautiful Brahminical school. All Udipi Mutt's school it was. All the teachers were all scholars. Plus they were knowing Sanskrit and all the this also, Puranas, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavata, everything they know. They used to speak, even they used to give the class in Mahabharata, Ramayana, everything. But one thing they used to say, up to that time, if you are not going to take out this shadripu, kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, massara from your heart, you will never be happy in this life. That they said. And the other thing, how to remove that, they were not knowing. I was just thinking, they are not giving the solution how to remove this, you know. That, how to remove this? Srila Prabhupada in ISKCON said, chant this holy name. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this Maha Mantra. This, all these anarthas, unwanted things will be removed. This was the thing. You have to remove it. You have to make it pure. Otherwise you can't, because it's the biggest cover. Is for your original soul, there is a biggest dirty cover it is. So that cover you have to remove by spiritually chanting the holy name. Actually, heart cleansing process. Our chanting is heart cleansing process. There should not be any dirt. Heart cleansing process. See, the thing is this, when you take an education, highly, nowadays it has become a great trend that may give a qualification, highest, then he has to do master degree, then MBA, and so many things. The departments are so much, you know. But what happens is, if they don't go as per Krishna conscious way, that child, he becomes totally materialistic, he demonical person, because he understands, I am highly qualified, what is my parents? They are not qualified so much. So, the Acharya says, you should have both the things combined with the child while he is giving you them the education. That one is Devalayam and other was Vidyalayam. Both the things. Vidyalayam and Devalayam, it should have a perfect balancing. Otherwise, that person will become real demon. He'll become demon like our great demon like Hiranyakashipu. Because there is no, you know, proper thing of balancing Vidyalayam as well as Devalayam. Both should be taken care of. That present, this is most important. Otherwise, you can't have any control. There is in Kannada one word is there. Maravagi baggadu, gidavagi baggadu, maravagi baggite. In a small plant, you can bend it. When it becomes a tree, you cannot bend it. In childhood only you can nurture the thing. You can nurture everything in childhood. Very nicely. Huh? So, that's why the Goswamis, their training is so wonderful. Heart cleansing process. There is no dirt only. No ignorance. Huh? So 100% purification is needed. I had 2% left. Then there is no choice to go back home, back to God. You have to rectify that 2% and you have to come back. So you have to be very, very careful. And one matter, even when I was studying this, Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya, Madhvacharya's one word I heard, one sentence I left, he told us that people had asked him, why, Sripad Madhvacharya, you are giving such a wonderful philosophy and everything is very truthful and you are giving everything from the scripture. Why the people are not taking it seriously? And Madhvacharya gave a beautiful answer. He said, whoever takes birth, because as soon as they take the birth, that Shadripu is there with them. Also, there is envy nature is too much. And Nirmasara people are very, very few. He said, very few will get Nirmasara people. They have to take their sadhana properly and they have to rectify that. Otherwise, very few. Because whatever the caste, whatever the community, whatever the culture they got it, they will think that is the great. Even front of them, if take the real truth also, they will never accept. There's envy. Why? Why Krishna? There's so many gods. Why Krishna? Why Ram? Hare Krishna. Hari Bol. Why Ram? Why Krishna? Envy. So he said, very few will get envy. You can't expect. Very few become Nirmasaram, non-envy. Then he absorbed it. totally. The Shadripa is removed, it's absorbing. Everything is absorbing. Otherwise, it goes bouncer. Nothing is. This is what Madhvacharya said. And only for cleaning the heart, to become a non-envy, you have to shake Harinam, Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram Ram. Actually, this is one of the things, when Bhagavatam is going on, people should be very, very attentively, they have to listen. It was the thing happened in Pune. His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj was giving the class, Bhagavatam. Some of our devotees were speaking. Maharaj said, take this mic, you speak. Maharaj said, the same incident took place. When Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was giving the class, and Abhay Babu Prabhupada was sitting, one donor had come there. And in the class, and Prabhupada was, the donor came to Prabhupada, he started talking. And Prabhupada was just giving little answer. But immediately Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, if you have an important talk better than me, please come to Vyasasana and sit here. He called Abhay Babu. You can come and sit here. If your talk is more important than me. Then he told to that person, he is the donor, it seems. You are giving some donation, some few rupees, and you have purchased us. What do you think? So this was the thing. This was Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati's thing. Because it's most important. Even little thing goes inside, you'll get purified. All anarthas will go. That's why most important. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Nasta Prayeshu Abhadresi. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. It's not that Sunday, Monday, holiday, then you'll do other things. No. Nityam Bhagavata Seva. Nityam 16 round japa. I did yesterday more, today let me relax, you know. It's not there. Chant Hare Krishna. That is everything. You will become 100% pure. Absorption. Let the world say anything. You have taken Krishna conscious. It will be very, very seriously you have to do this. Huh? So this is so important, Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's. And one more thing I wanted to refer, because I wanted to give you the Bhagavatam is most important. We should not get disturbed. Anything, talk or anything. So, this is very, incidentally, fortunately, this class was given in Gorakhpur. Prabhupada gave this class. And fortunately, the same day of 11th February 1971, it is 50 years before Prabhupada gave this class. Same. Do you know what Prabhupada says? That was in Gorakhpur. Many dignitaries have come. Actually in that, Hanuman Prasad, Poddarji also had come. So many others were there in that. So Prabhupada was just started the class. When the class was started, unfortunately, one devotee was dozing. He was in sleeping mode. Prabhupada just saw him. He was so, you know, he was so furious. He said, what you are doing? You are sleeping here? So that time, you know, two things Prabhupada never likes while he was giving a class. One thing is that child should not cry. Because that is not the fault of a child. Parents' fault it is. Parents should take the child back to the other place. Prabhupada says, take the child out. Parents, mother, father. And one other thing. The second thing, people should not sleep, no dozing. Then entire class, Prabhupada said, you are to go back home, back to Godhead. This you are ending your birth, death, old age and disease, and you are taking it so cheap. What do you think about it? And entire class, he started speaking about sleeping. If you do sleeping, what will happen? Prabhupada was so much, you know, and you sleep. What is wrong with you? It is lethargy. You are lazy. You don't want to get out of this material world. That is your problem. Then one more thing Prabhupada said, if what he said, you know, this laziness, it will make you to take birth again and again, again and again, again and again. You have to get out of this. It is a very serious thing. You know, the materialistic people who have to achieve something, they will never sleep. I have couple of names, Prabhupada said. One is Mohan Karamchand Gandhi. He has challenged. I will see that British should be get out. I wanted to vacate them from here. He started doing everything. This way, that way, this strike, that strike, Kranti, revolution, so many things. And he never gets time for sleeping. While going from one place to other place, he used to sleep hardly half an hour, 1 hour. Because they have to attain this material perfection. How much strain they have taken it. Mahatma Gandhi. So, it is not that like us. You are attaining the spiritual advancement. You are completing your journey in this life and going back. It is most important. That is the material things they have taken so seriously. Then other name is Subhash Chandra Bose. He was also so struggling to attain this. These are the two people. You mean to say with leisure way you will get Krishna conscious? Impossible. Prabhupada was very, very strong on this. And even everyone was sitting. So how important the hearing Bhagavatam is. He says, I am an old man. I don't even sleep couple of hours also, 1 or 2 hours. 11 o'clock I get, just goes, 1 o'clock I get up and start dictaphone and translating Bhagavatam, everything. Finish, old man. Because I got that urge. It's an emergency. I have to give it. I become old. Sometimes I even think, you know, when Prabhupada says, I become old. I may not live that more time. It comes to me also. I have become old, but I don't want to think that I won't live more time. Because mind says, no, you will now live more time. It's open. Prabhupada says, time is very short. Span of life is very short. Just take it. Complete it. Punarjanma jaykar ho gaya? That is a question we have to ask. Punarjanma ho gaya jaykar? You got that marks? Course is completed? Not to come back again? This is the question we have to ask. Krishna conscious question. So, Prabhupada gave the very practical aspects of it. Material world means that is a service for the senses. Prabhupada is only a person, if you go for sense gratification, you will be in miserable condition. Please believe it, he was saying. Go for self-realization. You are the spirit soul. Purify yourself, soul. You bring it to its original position. The quality of your original position. You are the part and parcel of Krishna. You got that same quality of Lord Krishna. You have to remove that cover. It should be a clean slate. No credit, no debit. You have to go back home, back to God. Otherwise you have to come back here, 100% clean. This material thing will never give any hope. Even Madhvacharya gives in his, very wonderfully he was giving his, in Shishi Dwadasha Stotra. He said, this is going to finish. There is no prayojana. Isme koi prayojana nahi hai. Why you are thinking about it? Think about where is the prayojana is there. Prayojana is there only the taking shelter of Supreme Personality of Godhead's lotus feet. It will give all peaceful things. That's why. The particular thing you should know what path I have to adopt. Chipram bhavati dharmatma. Sashvatam shantim rachyati. Kaunteya pratijani name bhakta punashyati. You just decide. Just desire. I wanted to take shelter of Krishna. Chipram. Immediately. You will become Dharmatma. Even Duratma becomes Dharmatma. This is the mercy of Krishna's holy name. And Arjuna, go and declare that my devotee will never perish. This is the word of Lord. And Srila Prabhupada used to give that these words, this particular thing, this is a sutra. Don't forget it. Let it be anything. That's why Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say, there is no problem in this world. No problem. Only problem is that you have forgotten Krishna. That is only a problem. Just connect yourself to Krishna. Your life will be perfect. Even a criminal, he will become alright. Duratma will become Dharmatma. This is the word of the Lord. That is an absolute truth. This is, don't waste time. That is why. And you are misplacing our services here, there and all. No. Your services to be used for Krishna's service only. That's why Krishna says, Sarvadharmam parityajya mam ekam sharanam vaja. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha swami masucha. Abandon all the religion. Kaitava dharma, Prabhupada used to ask, cheating religion. Don't waste your time for that. Take shelter of Krishna, mam ekam. Only Krishna. And you will be purified. Everything will be purified. You will get that eligibility to become a pure devotee. Srila Prabhupada always used to say, in India, whoever takes birth, they are devotees. India, Bharat Bhumi. But we have to try to become a pure devotee. No dosha at all. Nothing. Even 1% bhi nahi, no tolerance. Plus minus kuch bhi nahi. So you have to become pure devotee. 100% clean. So we have to work so hard for that. And this Kathamrita, you have to hear as, never listen it from Avaishnava. That is the principle. Never take it from one who is not practically doing, don't listen from him. That's why Sanatana Goswami used to say, milk is touched by the serpent, is not fit for drinking. That is poison. So don't waste your time. Prabhupada said, I have given everything. Just go ahead, read it. Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, everything. Suppose if you don't have time, Prabhupada gives one alternative. Just chant the holy name. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Jana. Hare Ram, 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 Hare. You will come to your original characteristic. Your original characteristic. That is love of God. Nothing else. That is your love, the original character. Simply surrender to Krishna. Why the people are going to surrender to demigods? Because they wanted more materials. I want this, I wanted that, I wanted bungalow, I wanted good wife, I wanted money, I wanted big businessman. These are all the things. Whereas, for us, you are passing a bridge. You are not to build anything here. Dharamshala, you have to give up. Prepare how to give up. Abhi bridge mein jaake building bana rahe hain. No. You have to give up. Get out kar denge idhar se. Get out. Even Yamadutas, they'll come and get out. Tava ho jao idhar. Then he said, nahin, I have my family, this and he said, nothing doing, get out. At least, police people calls means at least they'll say, saab bula rahe hain, toh theek hai. I'll wait for some time. But he's not there. Get out. Your time is up. Finish. So this is what we have to understand. Time is everything. And first thing, Prabhupada said, pure devotion you have to come. Anya bilashita shunyam. Jnana karma adi anavritam. Anukulena krishna anushilanam bhakti vritam. One who renders transcendental loving service to the Supreme Lord Krishna favorably without material desire. Through fruitive activities or philosophical speculation. People are very happy when I give the class, they are so happy. I bought my own thing. No. Whatever is given in Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, just repeat. Don't try to give them, don't invent anything. It's already done, Prabhupada said. Don't invent. Just give it. This is a pure nectar, amrita. Drink it. Don't add anything. Don't subtract anything. Give that. We always listen. You're all in hub of Bhagavatam. Daily you are hearing. So many people are speaking. Huh? Right? But only the thing, how we went deeper, that is important. People are flowing in the ocean. They're swimming there. But the person who wanted to take out certain wonderful pearls, they have to go very deeper, deeper, deeper with oxygen and all. Then there the pearl is there. Srila, like that, so many people have gone to United States. And Prabhupada went so deeper, the people could become Krishna conscious. None could make anyone single person as Krishna conscious. Many yogis, many people. Prabhupada has gone very deeper, very sincere, very compassionately. He wanted to operate. Because this is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Parama Karuna, Pahudu Ijana, Nitai Gaurachandra. They are so merciful. We just speak. Golokera Premadana Harinama Sankirtana. We got this, such a gift. We, in right time, we have to use it. And satisfying Krishna is only our job. No other desire. Atapunja Duja Sreshta Varnashrama Vibhagasha Stanu Sthitasya Dharmasya Samsiddhir Haritoshana. How can I please the Lord? 24 hours. How can I please the Lord? So, there is no need of inventing anything. And plus, one more thing, whatever is my practical experience I had with our spiritual master, His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj. I was very neophyte that time. I was in Bombay, it's about 30 years before talking about. And we had a small group, we always discuss more with Maharaj that time. And one day I gave a proposal to Maharaj. Maharaj, I am young now, I mean that time about 38, 40 years. I said, we are young, we are in Bombay. At that time it was Bombay. And let us enjoy some time. Then we'll come to Radha Gopinath. And Bhagavatam is very nice. Chanting is very nice. And dancing is very nice. We'll come after a few years. And we'll join to the temple. And we'll stay here. And there will be crash course. We'll complete this. Crash course. No going anywhere. Bhagavatam, this, that. And we can go back home, back to Godhead. Is it not good idea? I am asking Maharaj. He must have been thought this person came with a good idea. So, is it not good idea, Maharaj? Maharaj said, very good idea. You can do the crash course and you can go back home, back to Godhead. Then he said, you have birth date. Have you got death date? I said, no, Maharaj. Then don't take a risk. Take it from now onwards, today onwards, seriously. There is no death date. Take it seriously. This is an arrangement of Lord given to you. Don't lose that opportunity. Take it today, seriously. Chant the holy name. Do all the process. That's all. That is ultimate truth. The material world is Maya, it will never allow you to come to Krishna conscious. You should have a very strong spiritual master and strong dedication and strong will to attain this life only. I should go back home, back to God. This should be needed. Strong will. Very strong will. And that is only granted by Lord and the Vaishnavas, Acharyas, as per your sincerity. And then Maharaj said for that same question, you know, I was in New Vrindavan as a brahmachari. One devotee, Prabhupada's disciple, Hayagriva, he had come there when we were there. The Hayagriva was an English teacher. He was editing Prabhupada's thing. He was here with so many years with Prabhupada in India. Then that person, Hayagriva, got some bad association. He had been to Goa and then he lost his association. And Prabhupada was every time asking, have anybody seen Hayagriva? Like a father is asking, where is my child? Hayagriva, have you seen him? So he was just thinking about that after Prabhupada left this. Then he came to New Vrindavan, Maharaj said. And he was crying there. He was crying in such a way, I was so fortunate to get one spiritual master, so sincere. I could not understand his value, that gift I could not understand. Please help me. And he was suffering from backbone cancer that time. He could not walk. Maharaj was saying, then we all could treat him. And daily Bhagavatam class he used to hear. Same Hayagriva with tears all the time. Then Maharaj said, don't be repentant. Don't give that chance for such thing. Take this very seriously. Main isse acha kar sakta tha. Don't give that chance. Because time passes, goes away. Isse better mai bhakti kar sakta tha. Don't give a chance. Do it the best way, best possible way. Otherwise, we'll become repentant. Like Hayagriva. Very wonderful thing Maharaj told me. So I wanted to give that, how sincerely, seriously we have to take it. Sincerity, seriousness, no ulterior motive. Once we take Krishna's shelter properly, that is everything. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave. Na danam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam va jagadisha kamaye, mama janmani janmanishware, bhavatad bhakti rahituke. And I do not want any money. It will come to that stage. That is the original stage of the soul. I don't want any followers. I don't want any beautiful woman. Life after life, I should have your lotus feet shelter, holy name. This is the principle. Krishna conscious is not an ordinary thing. So much things have come. We have undergone 1 year, this lockdown and this sort of corona. Only the thing is, Krishna will save. We are dependent. Anytime anything can happen us. This material world never remains. There is nothing as such that it will remain like this. No, it will change. Variegatedness will be there every time. The only shelter is Krishna. It will never change. Sashvata Sukham. That by chanting, taking shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. Don't repent later. I could have done better than this. This chance we are not to give. Not to give. This is what actually it is said. And Tadvidi Pranipatena Pariprashtena Sevaya. Last thing he was saying, you have to be very humbler, and whoever are giving this knowledge, it should not be in a challenging mood. You have to learn it. One who has not taken Vidya properly, he is not having Vinaya. Culture is not there. So Vidya with culture and love, Krishna loves that. Duryodhana, he was also with Krishna, but he was always thinking Krishna is doing some Indrajal. Pandavas also there. Pandavas think he is our Supreme Lord. He is our Pranadhan. He is our life and soul. Yudhishthira Maharaj was thinking. When Krishna left, his pastime is finished, immediately Pandavas, they thought of leaving this place. Up to the time Krishna is there, we are there. Just to serve Krishna. This should be our conscience. Radha Gopinath's mercy, we are surviving. Time, whenever the thing comes, don't be repent, do perfect thing, perfect sadhana. And there should be clean heart, 100% guaranteed. The cleans heart, your heart will be cleansed. Cleansing process, we have to do that. Automatically everything will be taken care. So today's thing, Snami Sharanya, they are doing it in the early morning, Brahma Murtha. Plus they are very, very humble and giving great respect to the person Bhagavat. Plus, Grantha Bhagavat, plus very humble, no challenging. They are all great. So that's why today I gave this small plus. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.